Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Everybody, we're back.
Yes,
we're back.
Or yes, queen, as my kids would say.
Yes, queen, we are back. Did you miss us? Did they miss us, Stephanie?
They missed us. I missed us.
I missed us too.
I missed you.
Oh, I missed
and I
you
missed
too.
You, Kaylin.
Oh, I missed you too.
Kaylin just got back from England.
You did?
How was it, Governor?
I did. It was fantastic.
Aww.
I went to go see the Book of Mormon, which I've been wanting to see since it came out years ago.
Oh, my God. Love it.
And it was everything I dreamed it would
Fabulous.
Be.
Fabulous.
It was so good.
But was it all in British accents?
No.
Oh.
Oh, that's awesome.
Did you laugh your ass off?
Yeah, I did. It was so funny.
Yeah, it's good.
It's unexpected.
I now got the song stuck in my head ever since then, too.
You got the soundtrack. Kaylin's going to go off and go to Broadway and do show tunes.
I can't sing. That's one thing I cannot do.
Oh, come on. Don't sell yourself short.
I can't sing either.
What have you been doing?
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
It's like, you know, when you're a parent of multiple children, feels like 2 weeks is like a lifetime.
I know.
Like a lot has changed.
I know.
I'm in a feud, major feud with a mom at my kid's school.
All right.
Yeah.
That makes for good Patreon.
Yeah. My life has been a shit show, but also good.
Yeah.
How about you?
Pretty much the same, yeah. Were we here when the kids went back to school? The kids went back to middle school. They went to middle school.
Yes.
They started middle school.
Yes.
Sonny went to Monterey. Had a fabulous time in Monterey. Was eating oysters by the sea.
I saw a picture of him eating oysters.
He had oysters, he had squid, and he had, now he loves calamari, and he had caviar. He didn't like caviar. He said it tastes like ocean. And he said the oysters taste like the ocean too.
Yeah, which is my favorite flavor.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of favorite flavors,
I'm chewing ocean flavored gum right now.
You know where else you could get some like delicious, wholesome seafood? Green Chef.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, have you heard about Green Chef?
Green Chef is a mail delivery convenient system for busy parents.
Uh-huh.
Busy people, but
and
especially busy
like
parents.
Us. Yes. Yeah.
Do you want like wholesome, yummy ingredients
that the whole family likes?
Yeah,
the whole family can eat. There's something for everyone, you know.
Absolutely. They have paleo. They have vegan, vegetarian, keto, gluten free, omnivore, carnivore. I mean, they're so specific, you guys. You can get also just you know something for everybody. That would be, I guess, the omnivore. What is Green Chef? It's recipes, it's food, it's step-by-step guide. Everything's hand-picked, delivered right to your door. The ingredients come pre-measured and perfectly proportioned.
Yes.
Proportioned?
Portioned. I highly recommend you try Green Chef because when you don't have anything to eat in the house and it's like, oh, yeah, they sent us our box. We got our box.
Yeah.
Then you make it, you fry it up, and everybody loves it. It's always good. It's never disappointing.
Yeah.
Trust us. I
actually received a meal from Green Chef, and it was chicken – not fajitas. What do you call it?
Chicken tacos?
No, it's where there's tortillas and quesadillas.
Chicken
quesadillas, so good. Kids loved it. And you know that thing that we talk about, what I like is when they send you all the ingredients, but if you don't like an ingredient, don't put it in there.
Right. Of course.
You don't have to.
No, exactly.
They don't send like a security camera to like stare at you cooking and go, why didn't you use the onions?
Right. And you don't get like dinged or get like a ticket every time if you don't. What do they
care? That would be horrible.
Yes.
So here's how to get yourself try some Green Chef. Go to greenchef.us/FCOL. That's greenchef.us/FCOL.
For $50 off your first box of Green Chef. That's what you get.
Yeah,
you get $50 off.
That's amazing.
Yes, check it out.
Also, while we're talking about sponsors, you guys, this is Beta Brand. Beta Brand is the yoga pants that you can wear to the office, which I happen to think is flipping genius.
Yeah, we've been waiting for stuff like this to come out.
Because so far I've just been wearing yoga pants that look like yoga pants to the office. But how great would it be?
Yes.
And is it?
Because
I ordered the pair. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they actually make my favorite style of pants, which is the sailor pants with the buttons on both sides.
Yeah, the sides.
Mm-hmm. So cute.
And is it to flare out at the bottom a little bit?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, my friends told me that flare out at the bottom yoga pants not in style anymore. And they're like, well, get with it. They're not in style. You can wear the tight at the around the ankles.
That's true.
Which they have as well.
That's true. But with a sailor pant, it goes.
So it is true?
Well, you want to wear them. If they're wide at the bottom, you want to wear them with like a sailor pant, like something cute look at the top.
Okay.
Okay? That's when the boot. I mean, you're not wearing them to the gym. That's the point of Beta Brand.
Right.
Is it's like the yoga pant feel, but they're not yoga pants.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can wear them out anywhere. Anyway, everybody from our show is Beta Brand's dream customer. That's all we want to do. People that were a bunch of no-getters who want to wear yoga pants 24/7. Well, now you can, and we have an offer for you. Go to BetaBrand.com, and use our code FCOL and get 20% off your dress pant yoga pants.
Mm-hmm.
20% off.
You'll
go
be
to Beta
happy
Brand.
You guys did.
Yeah.
Go look at them. They're really cute.
Yeah. Luckily, we gave you that code ahead of time because you guys were so yoga pant hungry.
Right. Yes.
All right, that's all. That's all the ads for our whole show.
That's our ads. Those are it.
So settle in.
Buckle up. So the kids, Natalia, all right, so Sunny was off for 3 days off. Me and Natalia had a nice weekend alone.
Mm-hmm.
But she is obviously about to probably get her, aunt flow.
Mm-hmm.
Something. Because, okay. So Saturday, we have nobody around us. No boys. There's no Adam. There's no Sonny. It's just me and her. Her friends are busy. It's just the two of us. And I said, okay, let's do, what do you want to do? I want to go to the mall. Let's go shopping. No. Forget it. And I said, let's go to a movie. We haven't gone to a movie in a long time. So we look it up, and then we both wanted to see Meg, the Meg.
Okay.
So we find a way. So guess where it's playing at the time we want to see it?
Mall.
At the mall. So then I said, okay, well, I haven't washed my hair in a week. So how about we go to Dry Bar, we'll get something to eat, and then we'll go to the movies. All right. Okay, so then she's fine, but then she does like little things like everything's fine. We're standing there at Dry Bar, and it's loud. And why do they pump that that techno music in Dry Bar where you're supposed to be sitting there and relaxing and like having a iced tea and watching, a romantic comedy on the screen. You're not supposed to be in there listening to techno. It's like it's already loud in there with the blow dryers and everything. It's just so annoying. And at one point I just said, is anybody really like – I know I sound like Adam. Is anybody like this music that we're listening? Do you like it? I'm pointing to this old lady next to me, like not old but like in her 50s. I'm like, do you like it? She goes, I can't even hear it with the – I'm like, you're not making my point, lady. Yes, and – wait, turn your blow dryer off. Yes, and is what you're supposed to say. Yes, I hate this music.
It's all like it's aimed at these super young people. Like,
right.
Like everything has to feel like we're out clubbing.
Yes.
Like we should get a hand stamp and
what?
Like a
right.
Wear a little backpack and, you know.
Exactly. Like at all the stores.
Carry glow sticks.
You're getting assaulted by like this loud. I know I'm getting right. old and I sound like. But it's like who is liking this in dry bar? I get it at the whatever store for, you know, H&M, whatever. But like in dry bar, come on, people.
But I hate it in H&M too because I'm like,
I hate it there
how
too.
How am I supposed to shop if all I feel is
think.
Assaulted by
right.
by the loud music and I just want to leave?
Right, exactly.
How's that welcoming?
I
is
know.
Anybody like, oh, I didn't come to H&M to buy clothes. I came to dance.
Exactly. So I'm standing there. We're standing and it's crowded at the dry bar and we're waiting our turn. And I said something like, I mumbled under my breath, well, we got to stay because I need it or something like that. I said, because my hair is a mess. Because we were talking about leaving because it was so crowded.
Right.
I'm like, well, my hair is a mess. And then she's like, Mom, why do you have to ruin everything? Why do you have to talk like that? Stop. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like,
oh, no,
she was
she
fine
didn't.
One second. And I go, what are you talking about? She goes, you said this place is a mess. I go, no, I said my hair is a mess. You misheard me. Oh. Then a few minutes later, the tide turned and they played My Anaconda Don't. My Anaconda
but they Don't did it, Want None Unless You Got Buns, hun.
But it doesn't, they didn't, but they tease you because they're playing, it's mixing with another song. So it's like My Anaconda. And I'm finally like, oh, finally a good song. And it's like My Anaconda. And I'm going, what? And then she's like, really, stop, you're embarrassing me. And we're standing. And so then I start dancing.
I'm so glad you and I are getting old together.
I started popping, locking.
Because we have both have the same complaints. We can like move in together and just yell
yeah,
at people to get off our
lawn.
I know.
I know. I know.
Turn down that music. If you're going to play the 80s songs, play the whole song.
Yeah, stop playing. What are you mixing it? Why do I got to hear half?
Like the Kiss FM or whatever the, you know, whatever the kids
yeah,
station
the pop
is.
Station.
The pop station on Fridays, they start mixing everything.
Mm-hmm.
And like clockwork, mm-hmm. I'm playing this in my car and I go, what? And then mm-hmm. I go, oh, it's Friday. Uh-huh. God damn it.
Yeah, they fucking tease you.
Yeah.
And so I just was like, My Anaconda Don't. Want none unless you got buns, hun. You could do side bends and sit. And the song is going in another direction.
Right?
But please don't lose that butt. Them beans and rice didn't miss her. And I'm singing in Italian. She's like, oh, my God, Mom, please. And I go, what? A minute ago, you were like, why are you always in a bad mood? You ruin everything. And now you're telling me stop dancing. Which one is it? What do you want me to do? When you can pay for this whole evening out, then I'll do what you want to do.
Oh, my God. I love it.
Jesus. But, yeah, she on and off throughout the whole weekend. But also, our house is being torn up. So Adam does this whole thing. Like, he moves at the speed of light sometimes in life. And he'll be like, we're going to tear up the floors and all the bedrooms. So Rob's going to be here and Uncle Rob's going to be here. So not only one Rob, there's two Rob. Now I got to see like double vision Robs in the morning. One Rob's enough. So
weren't your floors fine?
They were fine in one room in our bedroom. But the rest, so I guess he wants to put the house for sale because we talked about this. There's a house. We're not going to build the dream house, thank God.
No envelope house?
No.
Okay.
Because it's way too much work and it will both end up killing each other. So there is a house that he saw for sale that he wants to go for. But we got to sell our house to get the money to buy that house. But in the meantime, he's going to have to borrow money from like, I don't know, Jimmy or I don't know, Baby Doll Dicks. I don't know. But so we tearing up the – so he says, I'm leaving to go on my annual trip that I love to go so much every year, four
right.
days, and I let you have a break off of me, away from me for 4 days.
Enjoy so the construction can, workers.
Yeah. Bye. All the stuff has to – by the way, when you're doing floors, it's like you're moving. Because Rob does this whole thing like, don't worry, hon. You're not going to have to do anything. Roberto and Al are going to move all the furniture out. And then they're going to move all – they're going to lay the floor down. They're going to move everything back. And you're going to have to do shit. Poof, are you fucking higher? It sounded great when he was telling me. I was like, oh, good, because Natalia and I are going to enjoy our weekend. Good, that's
right.
great. No, it does not work out that way.
Yeah, when's the last time they also had to move a bed?
Oh, my
that's
God.
That's like – you have to literally take a bed apart.
They did. They had to take Natalia's bed apart. She built. And they – put it out on. And then so Natalia's sleeping in my room for 3 days or whatever. And then I was like, Roberto, are you going to come back tomorrow? No say nothing. I don't know. Rob, no say nothing. I don't know. Jefe, he's gone. I don't know. No, Rob, no nothing. I was like, no, nothing. No, what? Can you help? Can you cut? And he's – so it's not him's fault. It's the Jefe's fault who decides to do this on the 4 days that he's gone and leaves it to me and Natalia and one half of Rob to put together
somehow
the house.
All that I visualize is you and Olga trying to move a couch.
Yeah.
We somehow did that. Just the things
exactly
that
what we did
through the cracks.
Mm-hmm.
I just picture you and Olga having to clean up the mess.
You know what falls through the cracks? The couch. That's the shit that falls through the cracks. Like, we are moving couches and beds and packing up everything
right.
while they're at school. And Natalia's at school and packing everything.
And then you're going to try to lay down and Adam's going to be like, Mama, why are you laying down? Why are you icing your back?
Right.
What?
Are you not feeling good? That's his go-to line. Are you not feeling well?
Are you depressed? What's going on?
Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
Oh, my God. So that was my weekend. And it's still taken apart. But I cleaned everything and put everything. And then back to Natalia's just like, you know, if I said, I go, hey, Natalia, how about let's work on your bedroom? Stop. Will you stop? Get off my back. I was like, ay, ay, ay. I didn't even say anything. I said, now I know. Like, that's how I was with my mom. Now I know. And now she's going to know someday. But I'll be dead and gone by
then. Probably very relatable to people.
Yes. I mean, she's like any little thing. And then if her and Sonny fight, she gets extra upset because Sonny doesn't do anything wrong and he's Mr. Goody Two Shoes and everybody takes his side. Well, I hate to break it to you, Natalia, but everybody's taking his side because there's no side to take. You pushed and shoved him and kicked him in his shin because he didn't want to share his granola bar or whatever. Like, that's how their arguments go.
Right,
and
right.
And it's like, I'm starving and he wouldn't give me any piece of his lunch at lunchtime. I was so hungry and I was crying and he said, honey, can I please? And he tells me she's cussing and swearing and yelling at me and telling me to give her my $3 I have left. And I was like, no, anyway. Those two arguing, and then she gets doubly upset because Sonny doesn't get in trouble. But will you talk to him? Okay. What do you want me to tell him? Just to tell him, you know. Like, they were going to school. They didn't have a lunch. I said, you guys don't have a lunch. Do you want me to – this was Monday morning. Do you want me to bring you – you can't bring us lunch. No, you can't. All right, well, the cafeteria food's pretty good, you guys said, so here. And then Natalia goes, I have money. Let's go. Let's go. Like, she wants to get to school half an hour before the bell rings because, lo and behold, at middle school, not a lot of time for socializing. So she's like, there's no social time at all. By the time I get my lunchbox, I get to the lunch area, everybody's done and everybody's like, got to get back to the – there's no time to social. So now – she takes it out on us in the morning. Like, we got to leave. And we're like, it was 45 minutes before we have to leave. We got to go. And Sonny's like, it's Natalia. It's because she wants to see her friends. Anyway, I said, you guys need lunch money. And I said, and she says, I don't need lunch money. Let's go. And I go, all right. And then Sonny goes, I do. So I give him, how much do you need? Five. I give him $7. And then he goes and he buys a slice of pizza and then he goes and sits down. And then I get a phone call from both of them after school about what the war that broke out at lunchtime because she was starving at lunch. She didn't have money, didn't have any food, and went up to Sonny and wanted money. And he had like $3 and he wanted to go back for more because he was wanted to add it.
Right.
And then
she's kicking him.
Yeah. And then she kicks him. And
what does she want you to tell him? To wear shin guards?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, she wants me to tell him to give him, when she's starving like that and a raving lunatic like that, to go, oh, here you go. Here's the $3 that Mom offered you this morning you didn't want because you were a little biatch. So I took it, and now I want to go back and get another slice of pizza, but here, go ahead. Like, that's what she wants him to do.
Right.
And even that's probably not good enough. That's too much talking. So I don't know. It's just – she's just – you know, I bet she's a girl. She's a preteen. They like middle school, though. I mean, so far.
Oh, good.
So far, so good.
Good.
Sonny's scared to death of his PE teacher, but.
No.
He's like, do you know that we have to get undressed in front of everybody? Like, isn't that weird? I go, well, but you're with your, like, your seventh grade, most of those boys you know. And he goes, no, the eighth graders are in there too. I go,
that is hard.
Yeah. And then they're like, what type, like when we have to go, if we go swimming, I go, swimming? There's swimming? And then they said, there's going to be swimming or something because they do have a pool. And I was like, well, I don't know. And he goes, well, I'm not going to like undress in front of everybody. And like all of our friends think it's weird. Like I don't even undress in front of my own friends.
They shouldn't have swimming in middle school. Like do it after school. If you want to swim, that's extracurricular.
I know.
That's
I don't think that's part
of the curriculum.
Yeah, because I haven't heard of it.
I can see it happening, but I'm just against it.
I know.
I want to mark me down as opposed to swimming. First of all, that's a lot of
planning. Yeah.
Then you got to shower, get the chlorine out of your hair. For us, could you imagine us having to do that?
Oh, forget it. Yeah. I would my hair. I go, I'm only going to go into my knees. And if any of you fuckers splash me and get my hair wet, I'm going to kill all of you.
Exactly.
Yeah. What little girl wants to do her hair in the morning and then have to fucking jump in the pool at noon?
That makes no sense to me whatsoever.
I know.
And I think that they should just, listen, you want to be on the swim team? Do it after
school. That's fine, yeah.
It's not like basketball team. They don't do anything during the day. I don't know what pronunciation
during,
I was going for.
During
the day.
Indoors.
I got a preteen, well, I got a teen moment from Elby recently. You know what an adorable little gem.
Yeah,
she
her and Sunny should get together.
Yeah, she's my Sunny. Mm-hmm. And she, I had one of those things where I was like, oh my God, I heard myself talking from outside my body. And I was like, I'm just a mom. Like, this is a mom. I basically told her that I'm not an Uber. Well, no, I actually said the words, do you think I'm a taxi cab?
Mm. She's like,
no. I'm just, if this was in
a
movie,
you were a Lyft.
I'd be like, this was really badly written. Yeah. We were at this little gathering. So, okay. Really quick story. So I was having this long meeting with Meet and Greet.
Uh-huh.
Which is going to be our new platform.
So excited. So excited.
Yeah. Kaylin, you're getting in on this.
Yeah, Kaylin.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was at a meeting with Meet and Greet and Elby. Oh, okay. So Elby had been at school and something happened where this is so eighth grade. This is like straight out of the movie eighth grade. Mm-hmm. She hangs out. It's a little foursome. Mm-hmm. They're like the terrific foursome. And one of the girls' moms. Mm-mm. This is so funny. She got an ice cream maker. I guess she's going to go maybe serve ice cream at like parties and stuff. Like a little side hustle.
What a go-getter.
Go-getter. Mm-hmm. Total go-getter. Mm-hmm. So they bought this like professional grade like that makes soft served ice cream. Apparently, so this was all in the works. This was like last Friday, I guess. I don't know. She had told her daughter to tell the other three girls, like, hey, we're having people over to our house after school.
Right.
You guys can all come home with me.
Right.
Well, she didn't actually communicate that to the other three, only to one of them. Mm-hmm. So the mom of the ice cream mom comes to pick up. Well, Elby's other friend, so there's three of them now that should have gotten picked up. The other one, her friend Haley, the mom, my friend Christy, called ice cream mom and said, hey, same day as the get together and said, hey, could you give my daughter a ride home? They live kind of close to each other. And ice cream mom is like, well, I already was going to because like we're having the ice cream thing at my house, like with my new ice cream machine. Mm-hmm. And Christy was like, huh? What are you talking about? And she's like, oh, man, I told my daughter to like it was up to her to tell the other girls.
Right.
So she says she's going to pick up. Anyway, long story short, Elby was the only one never knew about it. So Elby, the other two girls get picked up. Mm-hmm. All three girls get picked up by ice cream mom right after school. And Elby's like, well, what? Mm-hmm. Hey, bye. Where are you guys going? And they're like, the ice cream social. Haven't you heard? I don't know. Something where she knew she wasn't invited. Mm-hmm. I'm at work. I'm at the meeting
right.
in Century City.
Right.
Which for people not from L.A. is
Fucking far. Right.
Yeah. It's 45 minutes.
Yes.
Oh, that's with no traffic.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So and it's a Friday.
Traffic.
And it's end of the day. Okay, so
My stomach hurts.
At 5:15, around 5:15, I'm sitting there in the meeting and I get a text and it's Ice Cream Mom. And she's like, and now I don't know, you have to understand, I know nothing about anything right now.
Right.
I've gotten a text from John saying he's picked up all the kids and everybody's fine. Mm-hmm. Well, so I get this text from the Ice Cream Mom and she's like, hey, I think there was a misunderstanding, but all the girls are at my house. I'm having this little ice cream party in the front yard and like Elby's not here and she should come over.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's really supposed to officially start at 7, but bring her over right away and bring your kids and like, sorry. There mm-hmm. was a, I for some reason, somebody thought Elby was busy.
Oh.
Okay. So I get that. And I'm ignoring it because I'm like yeah. I'll deal with that later.
Mm-hmm.
Then I get a text from John and he's like, hey, so we got a new car, a lease. You know, we leased a new car. We mm-hmm. turned in our old car and we have a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy, we go through a broker. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever do that. It's really genius.
Yeah.
The broker, it's like an insurance broker. Like mm-hmm. they literally do everything for you and it doesn't cost anything.
Uh-huh.
If anybody out there is thinking of getting a car, go through a broker.
Oh, nice.
Buy, lease, whatever. The broker takes care of everything and then just drives it to your house.
Wow.
And has all the paperwork. Yeah.
Wow.
So we had done that. So the broker's at our house with the car.
Nice.
John texts me. He's like, Elby's having a full meltdown about not being invited to something. I don't know what's going on, but – is there any way you could talk to her? You know
mm-hmm.
how it is.
Mm-hmm.
I would never do that to John.
I know.
Ever. Be like, hey, I know you're at work producing.
Can you talk to Elby and talk her off the ledge?
Yeah. But I was and you know, it's like you're sitting there and the phone just keeps lighting up.
I know.
So I'm like, okay, something's going on. So right. I'm like, can you hang on 1 second? Let me just see what's going on.
Mm.
So I copy and paste the text from Ice Cream Mom to John. I'm like, I think this might be the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Show Elby this.
Right.
Apparently he does. He's like, I don't know. She's not calming
she
down.
She's not buying it.
So I call her. This is – I'll make this story short. I call her. I'm like, Elby, you're totally invited. Some kind of misunderstanding happened. I don't know what it was. She's like, I don't understand how there could have been a misunderstanding. I mean, what's to misunderstand? They all went – like, why didn't they say something to me?
Mm-hmm.
They had all day to say something to me.
Mm-hmm.
So she's feeling really hurt and excluded.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, look, Elby, this is like a great opportunity for you to overcome the constant I'm excluded feeling
mm-hmm.
and to leap to the conclusion that you're excluded when you probably aren't.
Right.
And I was just going, these are your friends. They wouldn't exclude you. And even worst case scenario, the girl who's having the thing at her house
mm-hmm.
decided she no longer likes you and you're not invited. Worst case scenario. She wouldn't handle it that way.
Right.
She wouldn't just not invite you in front of the other girls,
right.
just suddenly exclude you. That wouldn't happen. So apparently, yes, the girl was like, I'm so sorry you weren't left out. I don't know. I got confused and
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I come home. I tell Elby, Daddy can't take you, but I'm on my way home and I will drive you over there. So I rush home in bad traffic. I get home. I don't stop and have even a bite to eat.
Mm.
My brain is hurting from learning this new software all day.
Mm.
It's the last thing I want to do. But I'm like, I know you want to get to your friend's house. I put her in the car. I get Sadie and Xander. We go over to this thing. They have some ice cream cones. I tell Elby, okay, I kind of want to go home,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, Elby's just gotten there and she's hanging with her friends. And
now, would you just, like, drop her off and leave?
Well, no, because I had Sadie and Xander, too, and so they were having an ice cream cone, and there were some other younger kids.
Okay.
So, but first they were bored and they wanted to go. So mm-hmm. here's what I would have had to do. I said to Elby, do you want to go or – because Sadie and Xander want to go. And she's like, no, I want to stay. So I said, okay, I might leave with Sadie and Xander and come back for you later.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, okay. But that would have entailed I would have been coming home from Century City, picking them up.
You're a hero.
Driving to the friend's house, driving home, then driving back later.
Mm-hmm. Like, no, so I wouldn't have never
right,
done that.
So then I started thinking about it and I was like, I'm not leaving. I'm just going to try to
mm-hmm.
make Sadie and Xander stay for like another hour,
mm-hmm.
find something to do.
Right.
Make small talk with the other moms
mm-hmm.
and then tell Elby it's time to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I do that. We do that. We go to leave and Elby is in teen mode. There's a couple other teenagers from her school, and she says in front of Sadie, she basically calls Sadie and Xander Extra, which we had this problem before that I told you about where Elby was in with my cool friends. So my brother and sister are so extra.
Oh.
Right?
Okay.
So they get their feelings hurt. We get in the car. Elby's sitting, staring at her phone in her face.
Mm-hmm.
Sadie's like, Elby, why did you call us extra, like, in front of your friends? It hurt my feelings, basically. She doesn't respond. I'm like, Elby, did you hear? Sadie said something to you or whatever. She's like, what? And then she repeats it, which I've taught them to communicate their feelings. Like, you know, Elby's staring at her friend. I go, Elby, remember we did that. This happened before. It hurts their feelings. Like, don't say stuff like that. Don't throw them under the bus, like, to be cool in front of your friends. Mm-hmm. And she's like, sorry. And I was like, excuse me? My perfect little Elby? Like, So I was like, Elby, that's not a sincere apology. She's like,
text it to him.
But they didn't really do anything. So I said, and she's staring at her phone. I go, put your phone down because I'm talking to you. So she does the, like, kind of rolls her eye, kind of like throat, kind of throws her phone down in front of her. And I was like, no, not after the day I've had.
Right.
I was like, do you understand? And then I went into the full mom out of a movie mode. I was like, okay, let me tell you something, Missy.
Yeah.
I just had a long day at work. I ain't got time for no attitude from my teenager. I just drove. Do you know how many miles I put on my car? Do you know how I drove home in traffic just to take you to this house? And then she has the nerve to say to me, well, weren't you having fun?
Oh, my God.
I was like, hell no.
Oh, my God.
Hell no. I wasn't having fun.
I had ice cream for dinner. But
I just got to – I made it look like I was having fun. Why? Fucking for you. Yes, I made small talk with people and talked about boring shit so that you could have a little bit more time with your friends. You know why? Because I'm a freaking great mom.
You are. I can't do this.
So I was like, you know what? Where's the gratitude? Then she starts fully crying. Right? Because now she's in trouble and she's not used to being in trouble.
Right.
So now she's total scandalized, victimized.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, I wasn't.
Everybody's
and now you're rolling your eyes. I wasn't rolling my eyes.
Oh, that's
Mom,
the worst.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, but rolling your eyes was actually the least of the problem we were having
here.
Okay, fine, Your Honor. You weren't rolling your eyes, but you were doing a bunch of other stuff, like not being appreciative of the fact that I just – and then I went into the whole, like, I got home. I didn't even have a bite to eat. I loaded you guys in the car. I came here. I made small talk. And then now we're – and then this is the thanks I get? Throwing your phone down? And then she's crying. And then I had to go into the Elby, first of all, like – it doesn't mean I don't love you. Like, I'm crazy about you. Yes, you are usually grateful.
Right.
I was like, but I'm annoyed right now. I'm allowed to be annoyed sometimes and, you know, call you out.
Yeah.
I got to check you. That's my job as a mom.
Right.
If I just let you run wild with your teenage antics.
Yeah, with your yes mans and...
So then she
stopped
crying.
You're pleasing everybody.
Got home. Sadie and Xander got out of the car, went in the house, and then Elby and I went to
have an ice cream.
Went to Gelson's, bought some sushi.
I don't know
how
you can do that small talk, baloney. I can't.
Well, like, one of the moms is a friend of mine, but they were. I will tell you the part that was a little bit hard is they were all of the moms were getting their cocktails on. And sometimes that I feel
annoying.
It's not that I'm judging it at all. I don't care.
No, I know.
It's just that I feel like there are. It's like being around people that are high when you're not high. If they're all drinking enough wine and then they're laughing and like, and I'm just sort of like,
Well, I know. I like the small talk is fine, like in the middle of the day or whatever. But like coming from Century City, like that kind of that scenario, I could never in a. I would already be mad having to take her there. Then I would have just been like, I'm going to drop you off. And then I would say to the two, you two stay home and wait for me to get home. I'll take you for ice cream after we eat dinner or whatever. I would be like, when I get home, we'll do something. But let me just go and get this situation taken care of. I would have taken her and then come home. I mean, I'm not judging you or anything. But I'm just saying, like, I don't
really
have that in me. No, like, I don't have that. I could never do that. I would
think
just be so.
I had a momentary feeling of, like, I've been gone all day. And right. And I felt a tiny bit guilty that John had done everything and picked up the kids and then got in the car and all that stuff. And I think I sort of felt like, well, why not? It's something for them to do. Mm-hmm. I wasn't thinking about, like, will there actually be enough for them to do? I thought, I'll bring them there. They'll be totally occupied.
Right.
They'll have ice cream. They'll play with friends. And I wasn't looking at the scenario of them being like, we're bored. Can you take us home?
Right.
So I just figured they'd have a good time. Elby would have a good time. And then I didn't think about when you're in a situation where there's quite a few moms, you can't have a deep conversation with anyone. Mm-hmm. It becomes, even if you're friendly, like super friendly, you're not going to talk about anything that interesting.
Right.
Because there's other moms.
Right. You can't start gossiping about each
other.
Right. Yeah. Talk shit.
Right.
Yeah. No, I know.
You can't be like, guess who's getting divorced? You can't do that because it's not polite.
Right.
You've got to be like, oh, so where are you thinking of going to high school? Where are you thinking of sending the kids to high school? Have you taken the tour?
I hate that.
Yeah, I heard they have really good teachers. Like, oh, but a lot of homework.
There's like this one mom, and this, nobody's going to ever guess who she is because I don't really hang out with her. My kids don't hang out with her kids. But once in a while, I will run into her. She's really friendly, and she always is very talkative. But I know why now she's talkative, because nobody wants to talk to her. So sometimes I get stuck, you know, and she will go. And you know those people that can't take social cues? Like at one time I did take Natalia to a sleepover, and it was a while ago. And I dropped her off and we're going up the driveway. And I thought I was just going to drop her off and go.
Right.
Because it was like sleepover. Oh, it was like go at 11 a.m., swim, spend the night, go whatever. So it was like 11 o'clock. And I had so much to do that day. And I was like, all right, I'm just going to drop you off and go because I don't want to get stuck.
Right. And I'll talk on the back end.
Right.
Right.
Right. So she's standing. Hi, Mrs. Carroll. How are you? How you doing? And she's standing there holding her, you know, fluffy puppy that she's holding in her arms.
Right.
And she's got that one dog that just yaps constantly. Like, I hate those. I mean,
I know.
It's like, come on. Oh, I forgot about the dog. So then you got the yapping dog and the yapping mom coming at me. And all I keep thinking is like, I got stuff. I just don't want to be here. But I'm like, all right, I don't want to be that. So I talk. So I ended up talking. Then there's a dad. Okay, this I can talk, say now because they don't go to the school anymore. Then there's a dad who is like a character out of Seinfeld. Like he's the one that's like, when we first moved into the neighborhood, okay, so Sonny was doing track and his daughter's like a star. His three daughters are like star track runners.
Yeah,
and
I know these type of people.
You know those type of people?
Oh, yeah.
And he did track in high school.
Yeah.
And don't you think I ain't going to hear one. Don't think 1 second's going to go by at that track meet. Then I'm not going to hear about him talking about his track.
Right.
So then I'm sitting there at the track meet. He's like, so Natalia, do you run? And she's like, and I go, no, she like ice skating kind of her thing. And he was like, well, I'll let her answer. Like, so you,
oh.
And then she's like, no, I really like to ice skate. And it's like, yeah, she, you know, and she doesn't like the heat. And he goes, oh, you know, you don't knock it till you try. You know, when I was in high school, I was a track star. And he's going on and on and on. So
oh,
then
God.
He comes walking up and she's like, hey, Hank. And he's like, hey, Stacy. And then they're in the middle. And I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Hi, Mrs. Carolla.
It's like, oh, my God. Get me out. I can't. That's why I just want to do. That's why. Look, there's moms that I do enjoy talking to. But then there's some that I just want to just do the drive-by where I just bing, drop them off. Just, you know, drop kick them out of the car.
Right.
And then in the morning, say thank you for having her or him. Goodbye. That's it. That's all I want to do. But like you staying and talking after a Century City thingamajig, no way. I can't. But I just don't understand the ones that don't get the social cues. So I thought maybe the dad would kind of like save me in that situation, but no.
And you know how sometimes there's a parent there that maybe you've known for like 8 years because you've always been in school together, but you've never had any sort of conversation with them. And then you're like, well, it's too late now.
Yeah.
Like, just because we're trapped at this event together. Like, I just don't.
Right.
Whoa. It's too late. Too little, too late. Like, Yes. We're done. Like, we're never going to know each other more than just, like, I barely know your name,
right,
even though we really should because – but I'm just not – I don't know your kids' names. Like, I was surprised when I heard the girl's name. Everybody knows this woman.
Mm-hmm.
But you know when there's that person that you're like, that's just a bridge too far.
Right.
I know enough people.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'll let her stay with the other group.
That's like, how I feel.
Yeah.
Or I get stuck talking to the one that goes – you know, like, if this is so-and-so, you know, you show up and they're introducing, have you met, you know, Natalia's mom, this is Lynette, blah, blah, blah. Oh, yeah, well, we, and I go, hi, nice to meet you. Oh, we met last year at the Girl Scouts thing. I was telling you all about how I have twins, too. And I'm like, oh, really? Well, it's nice to meet you again.
Oh, my God. That has happened to me
so many times. So many times.
And you remember when I told you that I got in trouble for that? Because there's one mom at our school who's kind of bitchy. Not one. There's many.
Mm-hmm.
But remember kindergarten get together, one of the moms was like, I said, oh, it's like nice to meet you. I was trying to be super friendly because Sadie and Xander, first time in kindergarten, I wanted to meet the other.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, I think I had met her, I guess, at that gathering for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like a play date at a park and I had both kids there and I was meeting a ton of people.
Right.
So it was later. Oh, I know. It was later. We were volunteering for something.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I was like, hi. I go, what? I said, what's your name again? And let's just say it was Martha. She was like, it's Martha. She got really mad. And then I was like, what's your kid's name? And she was like, Timmy. We met, we talked at the blah blah blah. She was she was like actually mad, like overtly angry, like, and I was like, really?
Well,
that'll teach me.
Yeah.
Next time I'll fake it like I normally
right,
do and
I
just
know.
Go, hey, how are you? Yeah, yeah. And just never use your name in conversation because I don't know it.
Yeah. Or maybe she deserves it
instead
that's
of being honest
and
saying I don't remember your name.
Right. I know.
No,
that's why I get scared. I get scared doing that.
Yeah.
I always go, oh, good to see you.
Yeah, me
and
too.
And then I get the burn going, hey, we've never met. So I just assume I've met everybody. No, we've never met. What's your daughter's name, Natalia? And I'm the jackass.
Yeah, yeah. I just feel that we should have, when you have twins,
mm-hmm.
and me having three, you
– you should get a
– and I'm old.
Mm-hmm.
I should get some sort of special – like,
yes,
looser rules,
right?
When it comes to me, that people should just be like, "Oh, that's Stephanie. She's got three kids. She's never going
right.
to remember your name.
Exactly.
Don't even bother saying it.
Right. No.
Especially when the names are okay.
Mm-hmm.
Politically incorrect thing here, but some we have a very diverse crowd at our
mm-hmm.
school, so
mm-hmm.
a lot of times the names are like a name I have never heard of before.
Yes.
Like it's a very foreign name,
right?
And then I'm like. Even when they say it, I go, I'm not going to remember this in a minute from now. 60 seconds from now, it'll be gone.
I know.
Like, I can't do any mnemonics or try to figure
right.
because it's so not American
right.
that there's not even something I can like use
equate it to
remember. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Merriam sounds like Quarium, sounds like, you know.
But it'll be like Marianita or
yes.
something. And then
something
you're like,
something that
what?
Doesn't roll off the tongue
no.
at all. And you sound weird. You feel weird saying it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hate that.
It's the worst.
I know. I know. I have that too. I don't even know. I can't even tell you what their names are.
And now for the first time ever, like as far as jobs go, like I'm good. Like
mm-hmm.
I got enough jobs now.
Mm-hmm.
You know how I'm always like, I'll pick up another gig. I need
right.
more. No, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like the meet and greet thing is a lot of hours. It's a lot of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
I have three podcasts. Like I'm good.
Yeah.
So when you combine, I'm always trying to do something.
Right.
Either listening to something produced like
mm-hmm.
and then I gotta go and shift my brain because I'm still also doing all the
mm-hmm.
pickups. It's
mm-hmm.
like I wanna go, I'm working right now in my mind.
I know.
I'm busy.
Well, that's what I get. Like when I'm texting somebody or I'm emailing somebody on my phone and then the phone will ring, a phone call will stop me from doing what I was doing. And I'll be like, I gotta talk to this person, but I'm not in that person mode. I'm not in
right.
parent teacher conference mode.
Right.
I'm in, you know, Corolla drink or whatever, or vice versa.
Right.
So I'll hit decline and then I'll totally forget about that person calling.
Right.
And I don't really look at my phone that much as far as phone messages.
Me neither.
You know, and then
yeah.
I go, when did this person call? Oh, 3 years ago.
2015, huh?
I know.
I've had a new phone since then. It rolled over to the – yeah. And then you're like – you get that feeling in the pit of your stomach and you're like, should I check this message even? Is it going to be something where it's
scared.
Yeah, I get scared. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, yeah, I was wondering if you could pick up my – or there's a thing that I wanted your kid to do. And you're like, oh, God.
Sorry.
I never responded.
Yeah. That's the worst feeling. But, you know, what are you going to do? But you're right. Middle school is a lot different. I like it. There's not a lot of, are you going to volunteer? Are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? I love it. And the drop-off is easy and the pickup is easy.
Yeah. I went to – so Elby had her back-to-school picnic that I went to. And I met – so one of the teachers left. They got a new – this new teacher. And he's – amazing. Mm. This is another thing I love about middle school. It's not as rigid somehow as elementary school. Mm-hmm. So you can get some of the fresher. This guy's 25 years old. Mm-hmm. He's was super like just fun, young. I was like, oh my God. So Elby flagged it for me first. She's like, Mom, I just met my new history teacher. He's amazing. You have to come meet him. Aww. Like I said, he's like a kid. Super smiley, really cute. Like, and he's just like, oh my God, I love teaching. I've lived all over the world. I lived in Africa. I lived here. I was like, oh my God, I love this guy. And then he says, well, you know, I'll be seeing you during the year and we'll be in touch. And I was like, no, you won't. I go, you're new. Yeah, that's cute. No, yeah, you won't be seeing me. I go, this is about the most interaction we're ever going to have until that's it.
Right.
That's it.
That's
might
all.
Not see you again.
Yeah.
But have a good life.
Nice
enjoy teaching
you.
My kid.
But you know what sucks, though? I just found I'm not going to be around for back to school night.
Oh, how come? Where are you going?
I'm going to San Francisco Thursday night.
Oh,
for
you are?
One night with Melissa.
Oh, for a Bruce Springsteen?
No, she took me last year for my birthday.
Uh-huh.
Well, it's her birthday. We both go.
Happy belated.
Thank you. But we did it last year for both of our birthdays. So she was like, let's – because she has three boys. So she's like, can we go again this year? And I was like, sure. And we just go one night because the weekends are too hard. So we just go Thursday and back Friday. But Thursday night's back to school night.
Well, can't you go on Friday and back Saturday?
We already booked it. Everything's done. Oh. I just found out back to school night was this week.
Well, can't Adam go?
Yeah, he's going. But I want to go. But anyway. All right.
It's fine. You're not going to learn that much.
Yeah. Can you tell us anything about meet and greet?
Very soon. Very soon we're going to roll it out. It's really similar to Patreon. Very similar. Only we're going to be able to do a lot more stuff. We're going to be able to like sell our merch there. And we're going to be able to do like live hangouts where after we record we can like say hi to everybody and we can take phone calls.
Oh,
so if people want
to
talk to us personally and chat with us for 2 minutes at a time,
we
can do that for like an hour. We could spend an hour after our show doing that. We can also air, like we could do a video, we could do a live, literally a live podcast. Like we could record it live in here and then stream it. And people can buy a ticket to watch it live for cheap. We'll make it really cheap.
Right.
And then they can also watch it for like when it's not live anymore. Mm-hmm. But wouldn't that be fun
for
people?
That's so cool.
To see us actually like our little – all our bloopers.
I'm excited.
Telling our story. So it's – there's so much – and it's all – it's not any more expensive than Patreon.
Ah,
it's like
that's
the same
cool.
thing. We'll put our bonus content there. And speaking of Patreon.
Yeah.
Going great this week. I'm trying to decide between reading a really dramatic, really dramatic email or telling another story of accidental confrontation. I basically have like two Patreons.
Okay.
Maybe I'll fit them both into one.
Okay.
It's going to make me look a little crazy, but I don't know. Anyway. Anyway, for $5 a month, you can hear that bonus content.
Okay.
Go ahead and sign up, even though we're switching over to meet and greet, but we will still have our account on Patreon. The bonus content will still go there.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to do $50 a month, you can get a plug for your business. It's just a shout out.
Yeah.
It's not an ad.
Mm-hmm.
Like Christy Lewis, who has a skincare line, and it's they also sell Lime Life by Alcone. Have you heard of that?
No.
It's Kim Kardashian loves that.
Oh.
Loves that stuff. And they make like face masks. And anyway, she's at dramaticlashes.net. Go find her. Letty Molina is our girl who does CBD oil. Mm-hmm. She's at hemporx.com/L Molina, or you can find her on Facebook, Letty Molina. Michelle McKibben is a mortgage loan consultant with Bank of America, and her email is michelle.mckibben@bankofamerica.com, or you can call her ass, 707-208-8302. Sarah Dean hosts Shameless Mom Academy.
Yeah.
It's a great podcast for moms, talking about all that kind of mom stuff. You can't get just one podcast about momming it up.
No.
Get two.
Go subscribe.
Yeah. Wayne Foundation is a nonprofit dedicated to getting girls out of the life and being sexually trafficked, which is so important. Visit waynefdn.org to help out, make a donation. Kate Marengo is a designer. She works out of Interior Chicago, but she can help you anywhere you are.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere you are. She's one of our loyal listeners, so go find her at interiorchicago.com/interior-design. Tish Clevenger, Juice Plus. Add the nutrition of 30 fruits and veggies and grains to your diet. Why don't you? Clevenger, CLEVENGER.juiceplus.com. I'll do the rest on Friday.
I'm going to check that out, I think.
You should.
Like juices.
Yeah. All right, you're a parent now.
Don't F it up.
Dedicate one to the ladies. Summertime sip, babe. Need something to keep you cool. I'm now summertime sip, babe. Need something to keep you cool. Better look out now, though. Dave's got something for you. Tell you what it is. I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. Oh, my, I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on a second, baby. I got to put my banana Dixie cups. All flavors and push-ups, too. I'm your ice cream man, baby. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on one more. Well, I'm usually passing by just about 11 o'clock. I never stop. I'm usually passing by just around 11 o'clock. And if you let me cool you one time, you'll be my regular stop. All right, boys. I'm putting my banana, Dixie cups, old flavors and push-ups to under ice cream, man. Stop me when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Yes. I'm your ice cream, man. Stop me when I'm passing by.
Thank you. Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
And now the best man.
I was going to plan this speech out while I got my oil change, but I went to take five and it was a lot faster than I thought. So here it goes. Okay. Tim, you were my first friend. Angela, you were my first. Yeah, I never thought the two of you would make it, but I guess love really is blind. No, I mean in a good way.
At Take 5, your oil change is faster than you think. Take 5, the stay-in-your-car 10-minute oil change.